Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 425, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. All right, Mr. Frank, I'll be right here. I don't know how long he stayed at Montag's. He didn't see anything when he come back from Montag's, but told me to come on. Mr. Frank come out Nelson Street and down Forsyth Street towards the pencil factory, and I followed right behind. As we passed up there, the grocery store, Albertson Brothers, a young man was up there with a paper sack getting some stuff out of a box on the sidewalk, and he had his little baby standing by the side of him, and just as Mr. Frank passed by him, I was a little behind Mr. Frank, and Mr. Frank said something to me, and by him looking back at me and saying something to me, he hit up against the man's baby, and the man turned around and looked to see who it was, and he looked directly in my face, but I never did catch the idea what Mr. Frank said. Mr. Frank stopped at Curtis's drugstore, corner Mitchell and Forsyth Street, went into the soda fountain. He came out and went straight on to the factory, me right behind him. When we got to the factory, we both went on the inside, and Mr. Frank stopped me at the door. And when he stopped me at the door, he put his hand on the door and turned the door and says, "You see, you turn the knob just like this. There can't nobody come in from the outside." And I says, "All right." And I walked back to a little box back there by the trash barrel. He told me to push back the box up against the trash barrel and sit on it. And he says, "Now there will be a young lady up here after a while, and me and her are going to chat a little." And he says, "Now when the lady comes, I will stomp like I did before." And he says, "That will be the lady, and you go and shut the door." And I says, "All right, sir." And he says, "Now when I whistle, I will be through, so you can go and unlock the door, and you come upstairs to my office, then like you were going to borrow some money for me, and that will give the young lady..."